It's Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner. We got a book in the mail the other day, and the title grabbed our attention: Parachuting for Gold in Old Mexico. It's a memoir by a guy named Jim Hall. He was the son of a Pennsylvania coal miner during the Great Depression, and he was headed for the mines himself. Then World War II broke out, and Hall joined the Army. He learned to parachute there. After the war, he combined his skills to create a new profession. He became a parachuting mining engineer, something there was a market for in rural Mexico in the 1950s. Hall lives in Aurora now. He's retired from the Colorado Air National Guard, and he shared his story with CPR's Zachary Barr.
Jim, thanks for being here.
Thank you very much, Zach, for having me on your show.
You went to college on the GI Bill.
Yes.
And worked in the mining business.
Yes.
And after that, you start hearing about these abandoned gold mines in Mexico.
Right.
What were the obstacles to getting at this gold?
Well, it was so far away. So back into the deep recesses of where the Sierra Madre is.
And this is a remote area.
Oh, very remote. In fact, so remote, it would take weeks to get in by mules, and that's the only way you get in, by muleback or walk. But I had the advantage of being a parachutist, so it would only take me maybe an hour to fly into these deep canyons.
And so how did it work?
First, you had to know where you're going. And where I was going, where the Spanish conquistadors discovered gold 400 years ago, when they first came in 1519. So what I did was set up a storefront in four or five of the major cities and have the natives come in and bring samples of abandoned gold mines. And if it looked real good, and a lot of them did, there's much gold in that backcountry, I would send them back in, and I would tell them on first moon, the next morning I would be flying over, and they would build a fire, big signal fire, make a lot of smoke, and let me know where they wanted me to jump, and I would jump in. First thing we would do would, before I did any exploration work, I would build a small airstrip for my airplane.
And of course you needed an airstrip because although you can jump in, you needed to get out.
Yep, had to get out.
And once you found a rich gold deposit, what then?
Well, then I would sell it to, there were many mining companies, Mexican mining companies, Germans were very big in Mexico, American, British. I would sell this claim to one of those mining companies and let them go to the problems of getting it out. The big problem was the gold's there. The big problem is getting it out.
Was it legal for a foreigner to not only fly these airplanes, jump out of the airplanes, land in the remote mountains, but then to sell the mines off? Was all that legal?
At that time, and probably now, anything you could pay for was legal. Everything was mordida, means the bite. It's bribes. The officials were very much underpaid, and they made their money by bribes.
And did you ever feel conflicted about that?
Not at all. You know, I paid standard rate was about 20% of our budget was for bribes in order to operate.
I'm Zachary Barr. You're listening to Colorado Matters. I'm talking today with Jim Hall. His memoir is called Parachuting for Gold in Old Mexico. At one point during your time in Mexico, you actually meet Fidel Castro.
Yes.
And Che Guevara.
Right.
What were they doing in Mexico?
They had both been exiled from Cuba, and Castro came there to recruit an army to overthrow Batista, who was the dictator.
So they're living in Mexico.
Yes,
Guevara and Castro
living in a ranch.
How'd you meet?
They one of their men had seen me make an exhibition parachute jump, and he told his boss Fidel about it. And Fidel was a great lover of American movies, and he had seen the how they used paratroopers in Normandy invasion, and he thought, well, Batista's going to know we're coming. It would be great if we would insert a team to block the road so we could get into the Sierras.
And
that's what he wanted me to do.
Right, and the book goes on to detail how he and Guevara bring you to their ranch where they're training, and they essentially ask you not only to help train the troops, but to join the revolution.
To join the revolution,
and you agree.
Well, yeah, I was young, adventurous, single. They were going to give me the rank of a major in their army, and that was the highest rank they had.
They make you an offer that you can't refuse.
Yeah, I couldn't refuse, except I went to the embassy to tell them, because I was a reserve officer at the time, and every 6 months you had to go to the embassy to tell them what you had been doing. And when I told them what I was going to do, they said, do you realize that you're going to be a man without a country? And I said, why is that? They said, there's two ways you lose your citizenship. And one is voting in a foreign election. The other is serving in a foreign army. And I said, that's not a foreign army. They said, oh, yes, it is. And they said, do you want to lose your citizenship? And I said, heck no.
What were your impressions of Fidel Castro?
I was impressed. He's a big guy to start with. I was surprised. He's well over six feet tall. Very forceful. He's because he'd grab you by the shirt collar and drag you close to him and talk to you. And he had foul smelling garlic breath. But you didn't mention that. But,
did you like him?
I did. I liked him. But of course, when I saw what he did to Cuba, I disliked him very much.
So safe to say you're happy you didn't join the revolution.
Terrible guy, terrible
Cuba.
Guy.
Moving on a little bit, in another story in the book, you're doing an exhibition jump in Acapulco, and this jump goes haywire. You land in the ocean near a yacht.
Mm-hmm.
Who was in the yacht?
Well, it happened to be there was a going-away party for a film crew that had just finished a film about the rich and the famous of Acapulco, and on board was a Hollywood producer, and I had a chance to talk to him, and he said, "This, you know, what you do sounds very interesting. The next time you're in Hollywood, stop in, and maybe we can talk about maybe doing a series, television series, which was to show how you could use parachutes to rescue fair maidens in distress and stuff like that. It was very hokey, but it sold, and it was very successful for 2 years.
This TV show is called Ripcord.
Ripcord, right. It was kind of like a Western, except, you know, you're using parachutes instead of horses, and you'd get into these outrageous situations. But anyway, I said it was hokey, but it sold. It made a lot of money.
This is the most danger-packed show on television. Every jump, every aerial maneuver is real. Photographed just as it happened, without tricks or illusion. All that stands between the jumper and death is his ripcord.
That sound from the TV show Ripcord, inspired partly by the adventures of Jim Hall. Ripcord was on TV from 1960 to 1962. Jim, you're 85. Are you still jumping out of planes?
Yeah, but very infrequently. I recently had a very serious operation on the leg, on one leg. But my time in Mexico abused my body horribly because I broke both legs and ribs. And of course, the medical treatment down there is not too good. And so I finally I left Mexico to come back to the States to get treatment.
Bill Owens, the former Colorado governor, writes the foreword to your book. And he writes that the two of you have been friends since the 1970s. And he says he's been encouraging you to write this book for years. What finally compelled you to do it?
Finally, I compelled retiring from the military. I wasn't going to leave too much treasure to my family, so I figured maybe this book would make some money. And I really wrote it so maybe my wife could get some benefit out of it. She, of course, was not happy with all parts of the book, but God takes the good with the bad. I keep telling her that while I was doing this thing, she was just in eighth grade. So
this is the tale of a young man.
Yes.
Cavorting through Mexico.
Right.
There are plenty
with a lot of money.
And plenty of pretty girls around.
Who wanted to come to the United States.
Jim, thanks so much for coming.
Thank you very much.
Jim Hall lives in Aurora. His memoir is called Parachuting for Gold in Old Mexico. He spoke with CPR's Zachary Barr.